You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We walked in this morning and there's a story that was making us laugh because the headline said 10 subtle reminders you're getting old. Now, before we get into the list, we don't have to hit all of them. We can talk about a couple of them. You had some personal experience with this?
I did. You know, my e-bike arrived yesterday, which I've been lusting for quite a while. And, you know, before it did, I went to the bike store yesterday and picked out a helmet and got it, you know, got fitted and everything. And, like, during the whole process, I'm just kind of like, what am I doing?
And then it's not that.
I mean, the bike arrived kind of late yesterday. It arrived like at 5 o'clock and I had to assemble it and everything. And then we had dinner and I didn't really get a chance to get it out until after dinner. And it was like 7 o'clock and I was zipping up and down the street and some of the kids were out playing. Some of the teenagers were out there throwing footballs and they're watching me, you know, you know, because it makes like a little electric noise going back and forth. And I was like, I'm having the time of my life. But in the back of my head, I'm like, man, am I too old for this? I feel like I am too old for this. I feel like I'm trying to be the cool dad on the block right now. Was this a good idea? And I don't know what to do about that. I mean, I guess I'm still going to just rock it. But I do feel kind of silly at my age, Dom, buying a bike and getting out and riding around. Like, that's what I'm doing today when I get out of work. I'm going to go ride my bike around.
Well, I think the difference is simply, like, if you'd gotten, let's say, a mountain bike and you're out on a trail, then you would just look tough.
Right.
But when you get your little da-da-da-da-da, and you get your little hat on and you ride up and down the street and you're not even pedaling, you're just...
I mean, it's a fat tire bike. It's got big, beefy...
It's a scooter or whatever.
And the problem is, too, is it's bright yellow. So that's another thing, but
I was questioning this whole move from the beginning, and I think your wife was too. And my prediction was you would use it a few times and then park it. And it sounds like it's already starting to seep into your brain that way. Let me ask you this: you're talking about, you know, describing the sound that it makes. Mm-hmm. So, how much of the time are you pedaling?
The whole time. It's got different modes. So it's got like eco and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 modes. So like when you're on eco, it's essentially like a regular bike. And then 1 gives you just a little bit of power. So if you need some help, like going up hills and stuff. So instead of like gears on a bike, the motor is just kind of helping you get a little boost.
What does the 5 do? Just full?
5, you can, it's just full on.
You're like just sitting there?
You pedal, but it's giving you full power with the motor. And you're going, like, you can get this thing up to like 28, 30 miles an hour. Or it does just have the hand throttle too. If you don't feel like pedaling and you're super tired, you just give it the throttle and it's full electric. So you can just zip home on the electric power.
How much of the time are you going to do that, you think?
50% of the time.
That's what they, you might as well just get a scooter.
Because that's really is the fun part. But I mean, I did ride it around for 10 minutes and I was sweating by the time I got home. I zipped it off, you know, around on a few little quick trails around the house and I was sweating. It was actually a decent workout. So in that aspect, I really am going to enjoy that. And it is so cool, Dom. Like, it is parked in my living room right now. I didn't even put it in the garage last night. I brought it inside and parked it in the living room because I couldn't stop looking at it. It's just, like, really cool to look at. It's just a really neat piece of machinery.
Hey, I'm not going to knock you. You're getting outside. You're getting a little tiny bit of exercise. I mean, it's better than sitting on the couch
it
watching
is.
TV.
But at the same time, it's like, well, I'm going to be 44 here in November. And it's like, should I have bought a bright yellow bicycle?
Yeah. Kind of dorky.
Kind of dorky, man.
Kind of dorky.
Kind of dorky, but I don't know. I'm going to roll with it for a little while. I'm going to roll with it.
What do your manly men friends say about it?
They haven't seen it yet.
Because you hang out with some guys who are the manly men.
But again, a lot of them are, you know, my age, and I have a feeling they're going to want to hop on and take it for a spin. You're kind of reliving a little bit of your youth, but yet you're not full motorcycle. You know, you're not full midlife crisis.
Well, I think if you really want to relive your childhood, you get one of those, you know, BMX bikes or whatever, and you get out there and you actually work. I mean, putting on your little helmet and your yellow bike and turning on the power and just rolling up and down
so
the street, that's not really reliving
but
youth.
Sometimes my knees hurt, Dom. So.
I understand all of that, but I mean, you've got to differentiate. You're not reliving youth at all.
I know.
You're first experience of middle age.
I might be creeping up because I'm thinking about putting a basket on the front and bungeeing a radio to it. And
I mean, I hate to break it to you, but you are in middle age.
I know. It's here. It's full on. Here.
I mean, how long are you going to live? If you live to 88, I mean, which is a good, long, healthy life.
I'm right down in the middle. I am right smack in the middle right now, for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You could have. You've never looked at this before, but you could have fewer years ahead of you than you have behind you right now.
Well, thank you for that. Good morning to me.
You know,
as long as
you keep your helmet on, you know, you've got a chance of a few.
My
more
biggest
extra years.
Fear right now, I mean, this thing's got some punch, okay? My biggest fear is just completely wiping out on it, pulling a Simon Cowell and going up and over the handlebars, and I'll be laying on a trail somewhere, and somebody will come across, and there'll be this 44-year-old guy laying there with a bright yellow bike saying, you know, get my wife.
Yeah,
and it's one of my fears.
In your cutesy little helmet and your yellow bike, you could also get hit by a car because somebody wants to.